Hi everyone, I'm Asiya Inamdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Police are investigating the tragic deaths of two of Jennifer Hudson's family members. Her brother and mother were found shot to death in her mother's home. The mother of this man says he has been questioned by police. William Balfour's mother says he was married to Hudson's sister for several years. No charges have been filed. Police have issued an Amber Alert for Hudson's nephew. 7-year-old Julian Kinn went missing after the shootings. Now to the campaign trail. Both presidential candidates spent Saturday looking for votes in western states. Senator Barack Obama talked economics and health care at stops in Reno. He hit hard on Senator John McCain, linking him with President Bush's policies. McCain told supporters in Albuquerque, New Mexico, that Obama is more interested in controlling wealth than creating it. By the way, there's less than 2 weeks to go until Election Day. President Bush used his weekly radio address to encourage Americans to stay patient during these tough economic times. The president and other leaders from the world's 20 largest economies will meet next month to look for solutions to the global financial crisis. The White House says the Bush administration is ramping up its $700 billion bailout plan. It'll take weeks to hire the necessary staff to carry it out. And the Middle East is also showing stock volatility amid the global financial crisis. Saudi Arabian markets began their week trading down almost 9%. Sectors like hotel and tourism and real estate developments were among the hardest hit. Energy actually fared the best, losing only 6.4% of its value. Despite the stock sell-off, Saudi officials say the economy remains strong. They say the drop is due to big sell-offs in U.S., Asian and European markets. And finally, to an historic football match in the Middle East. The Palestinian national football team will play its first international match on home turf Sunday. Team Palestine will host Jordan in an exhibition match at a newly renovated stadium in the West Bank. Up until now, the team has been playing home games in Jordan and Qatar. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.